What's going on, y'all? It's Adrienne B. Little Miss Jersey back at the game with the one and only We Are Jersey Magazine Entertainment, y'all. I am sitting next to the one of the most newest tastemakers in the game right now. When it comes to her musical artistry, her voice, her craft, everything is perfection to a T, y'all. So
thank you, thank you.
The artist today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Of course.
Always an honor.
So how you feeling in your journey right now? Like, let's really talk. Like, a lot has happened for you for the past, 4 years now?
Yeah, I've been doing it for like, 2024, like 4 years.
Yeah. So how has your journey been? Like, what is it like?
I'm not gonna lie, I feel like my journey has been like, I'm on like a historical wave right now, I can't lie. It's been fun though, it's been on God's time for sure. My own journey is motivating me to continue to keep going, not gonna lie. Like if I stepped on the outside and was looking in, like, I'm motivated by myself, my team. But yeah, the journey is amazing. I feel like it's just getting started and we've already done so much, and like, I'm not even halfway, you know, where I know we could all be. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm excited for what's to come.
What would you say one of your biggest revelations in your journey thus far has been? Like, what have you peeped? What have you noticed about yourself or about the industry, working with people, or just your artistry overall?
What revelations mean?
Like, insights, right? Like, things that come to you naturally or things that have come to your mental, and you'd be like, wow, like, aha moments almost type of thing.
Oh, man, that's a great question. That is a great question. I was going to take me a minute to answer that. I like to answer my questions, like, almost perfectly. I feel like right now, like, because, like, I'm on, like, a personal journey, I've learned a lot about myself throughout this. Like, a lot of what I want and what I don't want through my own music, I feel like, is, like, probably one of the biggest things I've learned along all of this. Like, I don't really pay attention to the industry stuff. And I feel like I have a strong team that, you know, allows me to not even have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I feel like my biggest thing so far is learning more about myself. Like, yeah, because I was never like putting myself first kind of thing. My music like put me to, like, mm-hmm. allowed me to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
And then another thing that amazes me about your craft too is how transparent you could be with your emotions. Because, like, for a lot of people, that's hard. Like, talking about, you know, like, how you feel and, you know, giving a sense of, like, not all the way what you've been through, but, like, yeah, like, you real too. Like, you got feelings too type of thing.
Not facts.
Those vulnerable moments, what is it like in the studio? Like, do you just go in and freestyle that shit? Do you write it out? Like, talk about it.
Not surprisingly, yeah, I do. Like, I'll go in, I'll sing the song, and then I'll write the song after I sing it.
Okay.
But yeah, being vulnerable is like you said, it's hard, and it was hard for me to do that at first, but I feel like that was all I needed to do to get where I'm at right now. Like, cause people, like, they draw more towards the songs that I'm most vulnerable, you know, like Sober and Frustrated Love and Love Letters, like all those songs are like stuff that other people went through just like I did. So, but yeah, it was very hard to be vulnerable, but like I said, I feel like that was all I was missing for it. Once I started being vulnerable, I started to see a change.
And another thing that I noticed too is, like, you show up authentically, right? Like, you,
yeah.
Your style is you, your voice is you, your personality definitely is you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so how do you plan on maintaining that throughout your journey? Do you have any type of, like, tactics that you have or use that just keep you 100% you?
I go to church.
Amen.
I stay in church. I'm always praying. And yeah, I just always remind myself, like, at some point this wasn't my life, so I would never change. Like, I can't change. Like, I've always been this way, whether I was down, I was up, I was in the middle. Like, I don't think that I would change throughout this, but it is easy to change. Like, once you start seeing things, you're seeing new things, you're around bigger people, like, it's easy to be, you know, start smelling yourself and stuff like that. But nah, like, this is what got me here. Being myself got me here, not being nobody else.
Copy.
And God, you know, the one and only.
So what would you say your personal message is, right? So for those who have yet to see you, who think that they know you, mm-hmm. who will meet you in the future, right? What is your message that you would like to share to your audience?
I would just say, like I just said, like, just stay yourself, and no matter what you're going for, stay consistent and don't look at what somebody else may have that may be more than what you have and think that, you know, oh, that's supposed to be me. Like, your journey is your journey for a reason. If we were all meant to be the same, then we would be the same, but we're not. You know, God made us all different. And yeah, you know, I'm rooting for you, no matter who you are. And yeah, I love you.
That was sweet. You also went a lot of places in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite place that you went to where the vibes were just amazing, the audience was really good?
You want to know what? I'm going to say my favorite place I went to was France, because, like, it's France. And, like, I always thought about going places like that. But the fact that music took me there, like, right now, that's my number one.
Mm-hmm.
And L.A. for Grammys week. That's, like, head-to-head with number one, because that was just a crazy experience to even have the opportunity to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, my top two right now.
Do you miss home often, Miss Jersey?
Yeah, for my family. Yeah, nah, I'll be missing Jersey. I can't lie. Like, when I come home, I'm not gonna lie, I'll do be ready to leave again. Because
mm-hmm.
I just love being on the road. I don't like sitting still, feeling stagnant. But yeah, I'll be missing home for sure. Like, it's home, you know? It's Jersey, man.
Okay. Now, before you got into the bigger limelight,
mm-hmm.
how were you feeling about New Jersey's state of creativity in your career before all of this?
I feel like Jersey has, like, we just our own people, you know. Like, granted, on a music scene, you know, the rap scene is higher when it comes to the music, but just creatives overall. Like, you drive through Newark, you seeing murals everywhere,
mm-hmm.
you seeing artists everywhere, whether it's a kid, it's an adult, it's a old person. Like, we just Jersey, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think there's nobody like us.
Did you always know how to use your voice the way that you do?
Nah. I thought I was gonna be a dancer.
Yeah.
Or a basketball player. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a model. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I'm a little indecisive. I'm a Libra. But yeah, I have many other ideas for my life. But I just feel like this is all in God's plan. Like, I used to sing as a kid. I got, like, videos. But when I was in college, I used to freestyle in my dorm. And then my friends was like, oh, you need to, like, go to the studio. This was, like, 2018. So I went to the studio for the first time. And I just fell in love with it. And as I continued to stay in the studio, it just was like, okay, this is what I want. Like, as I feel most comfortable doing this, I feel myself, I have fun, I could cry and laugh the same day all over music, you know. Like, music is just my life.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's really my life.
What do you think is a fun fact about you that people don't know?
I got a few fun facts. All right. One fun fact is, I don't know if y'all noticed, but, like, I'm a comedian a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I used to tell people that Kevin Hart was my dad. Another fun fact, I could really dance. Like, I don't dance right now, I be chilling, but I could really dance. Like, I'll battle anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Another fun fact is I got muscles. I know it appears to not seem like that, but I really do. I'm strong. And another fun fact, I don't know, I mean, y'all should know, but I love kids. Like, I love the youth. I love kids. Like, for real. I love kids.
Yeah. I feel like I just found my long-lost best friend, y'all. So it's taking me a minute to think about questions right now. But in the meantime,
it get like that.
Right. We're always going to support your success.
Thank you.
Of course, being from Jersey. Love your voice. Love your artistry. So
thank you.
Let's talk about some of the upcoming projects you got going on. What you plotting on?
All right, y'all. Look, all right. So Archives, you know, the project that I dropped for y'all last year in August. I'm dropping a deluxe to that. In a couple weeks, you know. Shout out to the team, man, for we came together on this idea. And I'm going on my first tour. Oh, man. Shout out to God. That's all I could say. That's all I could say. Like, to look back, not even a year ago, like 6 months ago to now, it's like, yeah, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing here? But yeah, I'm going on tour, my first tour in May of six cities. So if you in LA, Houston, Dallas, Atlanta, New York, or Jersey, in Chicago, you're going to see me in May. And yeah, we outside. But that's about it for right now.
Okay. Well, I ain't going to drop any more gems for right now unless there's anything else that you want to share with me.
I don't know. Like, I just hope that y'all continue to support me and follow the journey. And yeah, that's about it.
I was about to put it on the spot. Can you sing
for us
real quick?
Oh. All right, what song? All right, let me sing. So, can I, am I heard right? Am I heard good? All right. I'd be damned if I just let you try to walk all on me. Rather be alone than be with you and still feel lonely. If I could do this all again, you would remain a homie. I gave up chances after chances and you still don't know me. And yes, I'm sober. That's about it, y'all. I ain't gonna lie. My morning voice.
We gotta go, y'all. It's Adrian V. Little Miss Jersey back at it again with We Are Jersey Magazine Entertainment. And we also have
the artists. And also, too, before we leave, let me just say, I want to shout out to We Are Jersey Magazine. I told my management like yesterday, like, yo, they've been supporting me like since Pink era, like since I dropped in 2020. So shout out to y'all for supporting. You know what I'm saying? We got to come together. Jersey, man.
Of course. Bye, y'all.
All right, y'all.
We are Jersey.